Chapter 19. How often have you called someone by the wrong first name? Perhaps you were having a meeting with your teacher and accidentally called him Dad. At another time, maybe you called your new boyfriend by the old one's name. All of us occasionally make these kinds of errors, and some of them put us into serious trouble. Psychologists have recently discovered that such errors can tell us much about how we remember information about people. A study was done with teachers, staff, and students at a large university. They were asked to make a list of all the times they had been called by someone else's name. After this information was provided, the psychologists looked at the people who made the mistakes, their relationship with the person whom they called by the wrong name, and their relationship with the person whose name they used. The psychologists found that we tend to confuse two people when we have similar relationships with both of them. For example, you may have called your teacher Dad because both are men and in positions of guidance. What do these errors tell us? They suggest that social relations are organized in memory not only in terms of individual people, but also in terms of the type of relationship. Thus, one of the reasons we mistake a person for another is that information about one friend may be stored too close in our memory to information about another friend. Thus, we call up the wrong information by mistake, in this case, the wrong name.